I'm okay. I had
Love Talk Radio.
I've been praying for you too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, prayers are so powerful. In fact, it's so powerful. Yesterday was the National Day of Prayer, and I hope maybe you participated, and we were Americans all over the United States were saying prayers for healing of our nation and healing of between people to make us, as Len Cain would say, a better world. And speaking of Len Cain, we have the privilege, it is, we call it this show today, it's the Hope Collection Dedication Day to Captain Len Cain. And as we broadcast our radio shows, Hope Collection, every on blog radio, every Monday through Friday, we have guests. And we are fortunate to have the world-renowned Captain Len Cain on this show on Fridays. And so you can always know that when we are sharing and learning from the great things that Len Cain talks about, he's literally been around the world as a leader and a recognized leader among men in both the service and in the armed forces, but also in serving our country. And serving our country, he also was in the airlines, commercial piloting. He was a leader in that world. And then went on to become the wonderful leader that now he has become the ambassador and the founder of the Golden Rule Society. And speaking of the Golden Rule Society, hello, Len Cain.
Well, a pleasant good afternoon to you, my friend. Great, and an honor and a pleasure to be with you today. And what a wonderful TGIF means, thank goodness it's Friday. Hope you all had a wonderful week and looking for a wonderful weekend, my friends. And you're here today to hear so many wonderful things that are available to you and yours, for your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, and your charity. And I always jokingly say, this is a radio show, I know. We do videos as well, but on the radio show, I jokingly say, watch my lips, which is impossible, but it's a little levity, because what I'm telling you is we're not selling anything with our Golden Rule Society charity, but we do offer the opportunity to make life more successful for you with all kinds of wonderful things. So stick with us. And do yourself a favor, have a paper and a pencil handy to take notes, because this is something that you really do want to share and visit and see all that is available to you and yours. And, of course, you have my greatest permission to share it, as I mentioned, with everybody, family, friends, neighbors, church, charity, whoever you want, because for 50 years, wow, it's our golden anniversary of the Golden Rule Society. And we've got what they call the kindness campaign. And I'll just tease you with a little bit about that. What is the kindness campaign that this Golden Rule Society charity is doing? And by the way, I'm the founder and the president of it. And for the past 50 years, we're all non-paid volunteers. So we have 22 different senior advisors, ladies and gentlemen, who are successful in their own businesses. Then they continue to help make it a better world. And we're going to tell you all about them. We may not be able to get it in today, just one show, but we're going to focus on one particular organization that will just knock your socks off, because the terrific opportunity for you, your family, friends, and I go on for everybody. There's no restriction, but we're going to tell you about them, and that is called the Intiva Health Organization. And the Intiva, it's an acronym for informational and numerical stuff. Technology, physio, all that good stuff. And they share it. And by the way, anybody can join and jump on board with the Intiva Health Program because it's all free. And we focus on doctors and nurses and scientists, anybody that's in the industry. You don't have to be that, but let me give you an example. The founder of the Golden Rule Society, that's me, but I happen to be honored to be a part of the Intiva Health Program. I'm an advisor, I'm part of the team, and it's just delightful to be there because we know what's going on, helping to make it a better world. And the founder of the Intiva Health Program is a gentleman by the name of Alexander Candelario. What a wonderful man he is. And I'll tell you all about many of them. Don't have enough hours to tell you everything, but I'm going to hit the high points. And this gentleman was an active duty Marine. And in combat, God bless him, he was wounded severely, and he lost a leg. And he was medically discharged, and then he was going to college down there in Texas to get his degree work done. Technology-wise, it's incredible, the things that he put together, that people say, well, what are you doing? And he says, well, I'm doing this and that and the other, and this is what I'm working on. And but people want to have simple examples. He founded the Intiva Health Program, and what happens is, as a simple example, pretend that you're just a graduate of a medical school and you have your doctorate degree, but after you get that, you need a certification. Certifications were taking as much as 3 to 6 months. With the technology that Mr. Alexander Candelario has put together in the Intiva Health Program, the doctors are getting their certifications in a matter of minutes. I will say that again, a matter of minutes. Now, if you got your degree and you say, okay, now I'm a doctor, but I can't really practice until I certify that, hey, you join the Intiva Health Program, it's free. Suddenly, you're in a matter of minutes, you are certificated. That's the technology aspect of the Intiva Health Program, and there's more. But that's what he has done. Wonderful man. As a matter of fact, Mr. Candelario is also a senior advisor in our Golden Rule Society charity, which we've been doing this, non-paid volunteers, for 50 years. And I jokingly tell people, and I love to say it, it's the golden anniversary of the Golden Rule Society. And here we launched the last year on the 10th hour of the 10th day of the 10th month, we launched the Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign. And it goes like this. It's very simple. With love, kindness, and hope in your heart for joy and freedom in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. Now, wouldn't it be a wonderful world if we all would just practice that? And somebody said, that's the good Lord's 11th commandment. And I said, oh, I didn't realize that. What is the 11th commandment? It goes like this. Share the love that the good Lord gives you with others. That's pretty simple and very, very powerful. If you like kindness, be kind. And that's why we call this the kindness campaign. Simple to follow. And why not? Because it works. It was worked for centuries, years, thousands. Anyway, point is, that's why we're here. And the Intiva Health Program. Now, I ask you to have your pen and paper to handy. Write this down. It's our website. It's very simple. You know how it goes. www.goldenrulesociety. Now, that's all one word. No spaces between gold and rule. www.goldenrulesociety.org. The letters O-R-G. When you click on there, it's going to take you to the Golden Rule Society website. Everything's free. Most everything's free. Some things are better than free. When you get there, in the navigation buttons, you're going to click down or look down and find Antiva Health. Now, you may not be a doctor or a nurse or anything like that, but you know somebody that's in that business. And what you can do is share it with them. So click on Antiva Health. First thing you're going to do, you're going to see the good-looking gentleman, Nathan and Alexander Candelario, and you get this other dude standing right next to him to his right, and that's yours truly, Len Kane. So there we are. I jokingly say we're together both, side by each. But anyway, he is a senior advisor in our Golden Rule Society, and I am an advisor to the Antiva Health because I love telling people about it. Matter of fact, the expansion of Antiva Health is incredible. Matter of fact, I just looked at some information today, and just this last month, the organizations that are involved with Antiva Health, last month, the list goes on, and I don't want to give you one by one, but I'll tell you, the list of organizations, and this is what's one small list, they had over $100 million in sales, marketing ideas and programs and items that are helping the prescription drug program, things that you can take to help your feel better and want more health. And that's what it's all about, Antiva Health. There's no sense in being aching and full of pain and all that sort of stuff. When you can get involved and say, hey, I checked out Antiva Health and look at this sort of thing that they have available. Wow. And you can, it'll show you how to get to doctors, nurses, whoever is going to do it. Or you can purchase some of these items that are going to make you feel better. Why suffer any pain at all when you have this organization can help you and yours, your family, children, grandchildren, on and on. And what's nice part about it, again, and I'll stress it, it's free to you to take advantage of it. Because what we have also, when you're on the Golden Rule Society website and the navigation buttons, there's one of our organizations that gives you discounts on prescription drugs. Let's say that you're going to a doctor right now and he's giving you these prescriptions. And I'll just use round numbers as examples only, because they all vary. Let's say you have a prescription that's going to cost $100. And in the navigation buttons here, you go to the discount with the Golden Rule Society items, discounts. And you look at that and you say, so you go to the drugstore and say, hey, my prescription for $100, but I'm a member of the Golden Rule Society, and here this is the, and they are marketing the services of this wonderful organization. And the good guy there at the drugstore says, oh, in that case, let me see. Oh, it's only going to cost you $50 instead of $100. Now, is that worth looking into? Is that's just something that comes through the partnership and the arrangements we have, Golden Rule Society, the Antiva Health Program. And it goes on and on. Those are just a couple examples of all the things that are available through the Antiva Health Program. Wow. And more organizations are coming on board with the Antiva Health. Let me give you another example, which I think is really something. And we all are familiar with the word synergy. And here's the example. Let's say you're a doctor. Let's pretend. And you're working on the cure for cancer, and you're really working hard, and you're having problems, but you're working. And what you do is you sign up with the Antiva Health Program, and you get on board, and you look, oh, there's a number of other medical doctors, and you find out, well, hey, these guys are working, and these gals, they're all working on the cure for cancer. So you join in there and get together with them, so to speak, communicating however you want, on a telephone, conferencing, whatever. And you say, hey, folks, I'm working on the cure for cancer as well. And here's what I'm doing, and this is what happened. Next thing you know, some of the people who are there, they say, oh, Mr. Jones or Mrs. Smith, don't waste your time doing that what you're doing right now, because it doesn't work, because we've already tried that. But what we want you to do is join in some of these things that are really working, and the progress is incredible. And you say, oh, why do I want to waste time with something that has been proven not to work? It makes sense, doesn't it? It sure does to me. And I have nothing to do with medical. I mean, I go to the good doctors and take it up, but I'm not playing doctor. I'm just telling you that there are people that are wonderful. And it starts off with the Alexander Candelari and his Intiva Health Program. And you can use it or you can share it, but that's the kind of an example. You can save money. You can enhance your health by taking advantage of what is available. All free. There you go. Get on the board and take advantage of what is being offered by Intiva Health and, of course, the Golden Rule Society, which I'm going to tell you more about. But you have the website. Write it down. Share it with your family, friends, neighbors, and everybody. There's no restriction. It's all there. And you'll see many of the other opportunities besides the Intiva Health Program, which is a leader. But you got to get on board, ladies and gentlemen, because why miss it? Why fight any pain or things like that when you find out that, hey, somebody's been fighting that for a while and they have a solution? Jump on board. Check it out. It may work wonders for you, and you're a happy, be a happy camper. So, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to do is take a little break here, get off my high horse, because I've got more to tell you about good things that are happening, the Golden Rule Society, as we help make it a better world for you, family, friends, neighbors, the United States, and everybody in the world. By the way, this radio show that we do every day, 6 days a week, and I'm honored, humbled, and just happy as a camper to be the Friday speaker. And there are other gentlemen and ladies that may be coming on, helping out, because they have many nice things to say. Because Mr. Ron Clayton, who's the president of the Hope Collection and the Hope Organization, is the founder of this weekday radio show, going to 73 countries. Can you believe that? We always jokingly say, I don't know who's listening, but I sure do know who's doing the talking. I do it on Friday, and there are 6 days that Mr. Ron Clayton, great guy, he's a senior member in the Golden Rule Society, by the way, senior advisor, and he's just doing a great job. Ron, keep up your great work. You've done many wonderful things, and you continue to do great things. So back over to you, so I take just a little break and take a sip of my coffee, and I'm here to crank him whenever it's ready for you and ready for the listeners. Stay with us, folks. Over to you, Ron.
Well, thanks, Juan, and yes, go. I want you to go get re-energized here and restore your throat and that golden voice. You know, you have a voice for radio. And you also have the looks. You're a good-looking guy, too. That's why Ann married you. And, yeah, I know you've had great years working with your great love of your life and your business partner and your friend. And she is just a great woman of God. And it's just so neat to knowing both of you. And Joel Griffin, the founder of the Hope Collection, is the person who introduced us together years ago. And then we've had opportunities to do things, go on cruises together. We've been out to San Diego, like I said, to his home, and broke bread together on multiple occasions. And just incredible, like a man that we are so honored on Fridays to honor and share. And he introduced us a couple years ago to Intiva Health. And I'd like to talk some more about that since he brought it up. And we talked about today being kind of a salute to, we'll call it salute to Intiva Health today. And I've come to know the organization from many different facets. And actually, earlier this morning, I was talking to the director of I would say he's the internal marketing person for the associates and organizations that operate working with Intiva Health. And Joshua Kirchhauser is, I know I messed up his last name, but he's an incredible individual. And he is just an incredible guy discussing and describing the various, and I have to use various, programs, projects, and areas that Intiva Health touches lives. As an organization out of Houston, Texas, they have pioneered, they were the people that were, they were going out in the wilderness and blazing the trails in today's modern health support, health system and product and medical health. Incredible. And right now, Len had mentioned about one of the divisions, and it's a division in the company that this month did $100 million a month. It's been doing $100 million a month in an area. Everybody's watched TV and seen the great explosion of nutrition, vitamin, pharmaceutical products that are being delivered, what they call, I'll use the word gummy bear, okay? That's not the practical name for it, but I know when I say that, there isn't anybody that doesn't know what a gummy bear is. And what they've done is they've perfected the, not only perfected, but they now have become certified USDA organically approved pharmaceutical grade gummy bear, the carriers that deliver, that you can put in your body, either prescribed from your doctor in a prescription or in the commercial over-the-counter pharmaceutical or pharmaceuticals, the over-the-counter vitamins and food supplements, all can be delivered that have become so popular. And they're very unique. In order to get approval, you've got to pass the CGRM test, and it's a certification that makes sure that you have the highest level. It's pharmaceutical-grade product that they produce. And in various organizations, they're the number one supplier in the world to some of the biggest companies in the world of these materials that make gummy bear delivery. And so I have some that are actually approved, the CGMR, it's right on the label of the vitamin, and they're USDA organic, and country's best. I got vitamin B12. A compound in a gummy bear, and I got them today. They're multiple fruit flavored, and you know, the two a day, and I got a full contingent of my vitamin B12 necessary that my doctor's prescribed for me to have to take every day, and I needed to get some of that. I went to the store looking specifically for something and had these kind of criteria I'm sharing with everyone. Now, if you're on the cutting edge, you're the leader, and you're doing the volumes of business in this area, in this ever-expanding and fascinating methodology today, there are more people because, and I think when we were, Josh and I were talking this morning, because of the presence and the people being more extraordinarily aware, they're more likely to be taking vitamins, food supplements than they ever have. And that our market is growing exponentially. And again, to be the leader in that is just fun to be able to be associated and affiliated with them. And that's where I got the information regarding the certifications, the CGMR. That's the quality level. That's like if you get a prescription drug, it had to prove, certify to go and have that kind of certification, or you don't get it. Or it says, you know, do not intake. This is an external product to use pharmaceutically. The only way you can get a product that is recommended to be consumed has to have the CGMR certification. Then when you add into this the factor that they've gone, Intiva went a step further, all the products that are used to produce in the product, the delivery system of the gummy bear product, to all the manufacturers that infuse the deliverer, ours has certification, USDA, organic. You can't just say I'm organic. That's a proven certification level. So when you put these two certifications together, that means Intiva is on the cutting edge, and you can count on it. So for years now, Intiva has been developing and involved in cutting-edge miracles of medicine and improving the health care of individuals, not just in the United States, around the world, but they are USA-based. Another area that I'm really, really proud to talk about, and I know Len doesn't always talk about this. I mean, there's so many things to talk about in Intiva, but this is one that I like to brag on. You know, 2 years ago, we got in the country, the world got invaded. And I think there was something that, I think it was deliberate. That's my personal opinion. It doesn't matter whether it was deliberate or accidental. The world was unleashed with an invisible, murdering disease called COVID. And initially, what are we going to do? The world was in panic. And some world leaders, we particularly had, thank God, a president had vision and understanding that you had to harness all the companies in the world, medical companies, research companies, all the pharmaceutical companies, you had to harness them in a cohesive way and effort to put all they know and all they have to be able to pool it to come up with a solution, which was the vaccinations. Now, the normal time to create a vaccination is 10 years. One of the fastest one that ever got previously, one of the fastest vaccinations that ever got approved was the one for Jonas Salk found the cure for polio vaccine. That took 10 years to get it through the system. Through what Intiva organized and was the backbone of their communication systems of secure, incredibly fast, and volumes of information could be shared once the President of the United States passed overruled laws that were written to control the marketplace. He overruled and had it by edict that allowed companies to share their information together. As a result, in 9 months, we had COVID vaccines that their claims are that hundreds of millions of people were saved and have been saved. Many got sick, so many even after the vaccination still get sick, but they don't die. You know, we had weeks, they were daily reporting the people dying at the front end of this thing, and now there's people who get sick, and they keep saying that there's lots of people that are getting exposed, but they're not dying. Sick. And we have medicines now that have been uncovered, and now with more research and time, because of being able to share information through Intiva, through their systems, securely, here's the key word, securely, so that they could do the research without looking over their shoulders. And they weren't going to do something like some of the companies had proprietary information. And they were allowed to share it without any loss of being accused of anything, and that could be sued. Well, if you don't have that, you can't get solutions made. That's called bureaucracy and control mechanisms. And it's the stuff that slowed down the process of progress. And so because Intiva was on the cutting edge and had the certifications and had the respect and the integrity, they are responsible. Most people aren't aware of that, but I will make you aware of it. And we have on other shows shared this. They are the responsible agent behind all that. They didn't do the work necessarily. They did some things. But what they did do is they created the transportation system. It's like having a brand new United States Navy. Len knows this. The Navy now has new ships. And you won't believe this, but these ships don't even have a propeller on them. They're a giant jet, 300 foot long, and they have no propeller. They're powered by jet skis. They're jets. And they go, you know, they go 40, 60 knots. We're talking 300-foot-long ships that are part of the modern Navy. And what it did is they had to go through a lot of overcoming and a lot of research and a lot of programs. So the Navy is on top of that today because we had people with vision and foresight, and then we're willing to pay the price of supporting, and someone says, well, I would spend so much on the military. Well, you see the world today. We need to have protection, and we got it because of companies like Intiva Health and their systems of information transfer. So I'm proud. I'm so proud. I've had the privilege of talking directly, like I said, with Joshua, who is the internal marketing research manager and handles all of, not just the marketing side, but the retail side of what they're doing information-wise, but he also handles the internals and the financial side of communications. Brilliant guy himself, young. And we've spoken, and I hadn't talked to him in about a year, but we were on the phone this morning, and he was saying stuff to me that I said a year ago with him. I just want you to know that this company is an open book, and they are a tremendous asset in that world of health. Len, you want to go ahead and say what happened to them? They were, the Intiva Health was recognized with some special recognition around the world. Do you want to talk about that, Len?
Absolutely, with great pleasure and honor and just great, wonderful organization. And ladies and gentlemen, who you might have just joined the radio show, you've missed a little bit, but you're halfway through. But let's start off with this. Get yourself a paper and a pencil and take down this information right now. First off, this is Captain Len Kane, founder and the president of the Golden Rule Society charity. 50 years. It's our golden anniversary of the Golden Rule Society. We're all non-paid volunteers, and you've just heard Mr. Ron Clayton, who's the president of the HOPE organization. By the way, he's also one of the senior advisors in our Golden Rule Society charity. Again and again, we're all non-paid volunteers, and I tell people we're not selling anything. We're sharing what we have and what we found to help make it a better world. Now that you have your paper and a pencil, I want you to give you our website. It's very simple. You know how it goes, www.goldenrulesociety. That's all one word, no spaces, goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. Simply means we're legitimate, charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation, following all the rules. But anyway, when you get there, it'll open up and you'll see in the navigation buttons. And this show is focused on the Intiva Health Program, I-N-T-I-V-A. You click on that link. First thing you're going to see is a picture of the handsome gentleman, Mr. Alexander Candelario, who's the founder and president of the organization. Intiva Health is incredible, doing the work of helping to make it a better world by helping people to get back to good health, supporting doctors, nurses, scientists, everybody and their brother. And it's free for anybody to join. And when you get to the goldenrulesociety.org and you look at Intiva Health, you can take advantage of everything that is available. Marvelous organization, very successful, unbelievable. I'm honored to be part of it. And I'm an advisor and a partner, if you will. And Mr. Alexander Candelario is one of our senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society, as is Mr. Ron Clayton, who's the founder of this radio show when the HOPE organization. So this is available to you, and you can share this information with everybody and anybody, especially your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity, everybody. And I've got some good news to tell you, sort of. I just found out from one of our twin daughters, firstborn, Laura, found out she's got COVID. But with all the good things that have been done through the administration of the Intiva Health Program, 3 or 4 days go by, She's back, virtually back to normal. That's because of the wonderful work that's been done to find a cure for this COVID-19. And we've been saying prayers and thanks and all that sort of stuff. But there are other things besides the COVID-19. And you can get cures and helping for you. Visit Intiva Health. It's right there on the in the navigation buttons at thegoldenrulesociety.org. And you can share. Because there's so many other opportunities, not only with Intiva, but with all that we have done in the Golden Rule Society for the past 50 years. And I mentioned I had some good news, bad news. The bad news is that our daughter, one of our daughters, got COVID, but it's been taken care of, so she's going to survive. I'm feeling better as each day goes by. The other news, talking to the good people, and it's with the Hart Markey organization, Who's Who. I just received, again, confirmation that it's really true, the Worldwide Humanitarian Award in 2022. And, wow, it's nice to be recognized. As I mentioned earlier, now, we're all non-paid volunteers doing this thing. I've been doing it for 50 years. I don't get paid. And all the advisors that we have, including Mr. Alexander Candelario and Mr. Ron Clayton, they get paid as much as I do. And whenever they do a good job, I'm going to say, I'm going to double your salary. And two times nothing is still nothing. But they are dedicated to helping to make it a better world. And we have this, what we call the kindness campaign. It's going nationwide and worldwide, helping to make it a better world. And people are already talking about it. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't seem like I'm bragging, but yes, I have 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And in 2014, they told me I was number 2 in the world. And in being an old naval fighter pilot, I was the first Navy top gun on the East Coast and the all-Navy top gun. And I told them, I said, well, that's very nice, but I don't want to be number 2. I want to be number 1. And, of course, everybody laughs because little levity goes a long way. But, ladies and gentlemen, do yourself a favor. Share the information. Tell your friends to go to our Golden Rule Society website and click on Intiva Health. And that's nothing but goodies. But also, when you're at the website, there are a number of other items that are available. We have a Wise Traveler program, because after a quarter of a century as a Navy fighter pilot, I became an airline captain. And, wow, flew airplanes for another more than 25 years again. So a lot of time up in the air. But as an airline pilot, I put together this program called the Wise Traveler. Now, you can get discounts on travel, on ships, trains, planes, buses, what have you. And I use this as an example. Let's say you wanted to go from New York to California, round trip. And they say, well, that's going to cost you $1,000. Oh, yeah. And you say, but hey, wait a minute. I'm a member of the Golden Rule Society's Wise Traveler Program. I said, oh, in that case, for you, it's only $500. Wow. That's an example. They all vary. I have no control over what the airlines charge for their fees for flying airplanes or ships or what have you. But it's an example. There are discounts. I have no control over the discounts, but they offer them. And you get discounts up to 85% of the time. You know, if you want to travel on Christmas Eve, you're probably not going to get a seat because they're all taken already. But on the other days, the airlines don't want to fly with empty seats, so they offer discounts to entice people to come. That's their business. God bless them. Like I said, I was there as a captain with an airline for almost a little over 25 years. The point is, that's just one of the programs that we have. We have another program that where you can get discounts on the prescriptions. The doctor says, okay, here this, you need this to get it. It's going to cost you $100. And you go to the drugstore and you say, hey, I'm a member of this organization called the Golden Rule Society. And they said, oh, instead of $100, it's going to be $50. And again, these are just representative fees. They decide what to charge. I don't have no control, nor do I want. But the point is, why not take advantage of it? Why not tell your family, your friends, your church, your charity? Because let's say that you flew on an airplane and you got a 50% discount. And they said, oh, yeah, that Len Cain, he wants us to make a donation to the Golden Rule Society. We accept donations. We're not soliciting them. Whatever we get, we give. But here's the thing. Let's say you save $500. This is, again, just an example. And you say, well, this is wonderful. And we suggest, why don't you consider giving a portion of the money that you save to your church, your favorite charity, whoever you want to do, help others. And you know what that means? It means everybody benefits. The airlines or the ships, they're getting more customers, clients, people are traveling, and that makes them happy. It makes you happy that you're going to go there and get a discount. It makes the church that you go to or the charity that you enjoy being helping, they get so and bet everybody benefits what we're saying. And that's why we're here. I call it the KISS program. Keep it simple, servants. So we're here to serve. Just be kind. And I always tell this story because I can't keep it out of my mind. I graduated high school 2 days later. I had joined the Navy. I was leaving home, and my mother said to me, as I was getting ready to walk out the door, she said, Len, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. And that is in my mind on a day-to-day basis. Whatever I'm doing, whoever I meet, I'm talking to you right now, and it's full of kindness. And that's why we have the Golden Rule Society Kindness Campaign going worldwide. With love, kindness, and hope in your heart for peace and joy in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. Simplified, be kind. And that's why we're here. So take advantage of it. Go to goldenrulesociety.org and see all the things that are available. Because there's a lot. I could go for another hour or two, but that's what we want to talk about, all of those advantages. We've got what we call the Success for You program. We all have children, nieces, nephews, aunts and uncles, whoever. Success for You, what is it? It's educational, motivational, inspirational, and character-building programs. And here's the guarantee, simple. If you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. Why make the mistakes that have already been made? Learn from the mistakes of others. A lot less pain, and there's a lot more success. And that's what we have for you. And guess what it costs? Close your eyes. What do you see? Nothing. There's no cost. There's no fee. It's yours. And wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody would just do that? Learn from others. Take advantage of it. Why not? Oh, we've got that prescription discount program I mentioned. Why not take advantage of it? And we've had the new Wise Traveler program, the discounts. We've got something to help them out with the scholarship and opportunities, mental health programs, all those wonderful things. Hope for You, because we're on the Hope program right now, founded by a gentleman by Dr. Joel Griffin. Small world that it is. He went to school at Mansfield University, where my high school football coach went. And many, many years later, I meet Joel Gripping, and he's head of this HOPE program. He had his doctorate in mathematics, and he was an advisor to three of the presidents of the United States of America, and did such a great job that the people in London town asked our president, said, is it okay if Dr. Joel Griffin comes over and helps us, shows how we can take the taxes that we receive from our citizens to effectively make it the next impact helping our citizens in England. He went over there. They loved him. They implemented everything that he told them and how to do this and that and the other. And they're still doing it. And hopefully we're trying to do it in the United States, but there's always a challenge. But we need to keep making it better and be a part of it. Take advantage. Why not? If it helps you, your family, friends, neighbors, on and on, we ought to do it. And again, I said, what does it cost? Close your eyes. What do you see? Nothing. But the results are awesome. And just think of that. 50 years ago, we founded the Golden Rule Society. It has been helping everybody and their brother. And I'm honored and humbled because I'm just a non-paid volunteer pressing on, and I'm enjoying being on the radio talking to you nice people. And all you have to do is share a KISS program. Keep it simple, servant. We are here to serve. So, Ron, we have a little more time, so I'm going to turn it back over to you for a little bit and bring up whatever you'd like to do. And if we have Mr. Brad Dorser or whoever would like to say a few words. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, go to the website, goldenrulesociety.org, and take advantage of everything that we offer. All free. Some things better than free. God bless you all. Back over to you, Ron. I'm here standing by to finish up whenever you'd like me to do that.
Well, thank you, Len. Since, you know, we have featured today, I think fairly well with Intiva Health and the different services and programs. And I encourage people to reach out and check, go to the Insight, go directly to their website. And the accolations that they are receiving, and the key is that they operate in the world of the quality certifications of pharmaceutical grade products that they deal in. When it comes to the other area that they're well founded in, is certifying doctors to take their education and have it documented certified. Because, you know, I don't know about you, if I'm going to be working on someone on my TV, I want them to be certified as a technician to know what they're doing so I don't see sparks flying from the back of my TV and it's not going to work again. When I had my health work done the other day, my wife had a little issue. We spent most of the day at the hospital. What did they do first? Test. We had certified doctors and technicians and nurses and physicians and service, and those people all are certified. They have the education, experience, and knowledge to be qualified to have them work on my wife. I want that. I want to trust that. And so what we have here with a company like Intiva that has been working through the Golden Rule Society, I mean, they're an independent, standalone company, but their credentials are amongst the best in the world. They were recognized, I think it was 2 years ago or a year ago, there was a survey being done amongst companies that serve the medical community. Intiva Health, after all the companies that they looked at and examined, they had qualifications, you know, could you do that and do that, and what level of service, and what's the quality of service, what's the depth of the service, what kind of a benefit does it bring? All these categories. Intiva Health, by the American Medical Association, in fact, they endorsed them. And it comes out that Intiva Health was recognized as the number one organization in the world to support the medical community. So proudly we have shared much of today's show about that. I do want to make an announcement. You know, working in Golden Rule Society is a sister parallel company. We operate with a memorandum of understanding. That's a legal term, which means we just work with each other. Though we're totally independent, we honor and respect each other and operate with wholehearted trust and certification and respect. And, well, we have a category in the health in the Hope Collection. We operate with a series of columns or pillars, one's faith, one's family, one's health, one's education, one's art, one's housing, one's health and wellness, and then water and energy. Well, we have a new board member who happens to be a senior advisor to Intiva Health. And he also is being elected just the other night. We had a board meeting, and his name was brought up last month. Consider him because of all his attributes, his qualifications, his energy, his insight, his vision, is making this a better world. And so Brian Dorsey, better known as Brad Dorsey, better known as Country Boy. By the way, I called him Brian for, I think, about 2 years. He finally told me, Brad. Well, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. But he always answered to it, so. Yeah, he knows that he was going, whenever I call him, we're going to eat together. We're serving up hope together for the world. And so I want to acknowledge he's on the call today, and I want to acknowledge him as the newest member, board member of the Hope Collection. And he also is famous, and most people that know him know about him in a sense, but the world doesn't know quite as much as we do that he is a world-class artist. He makes sculptures and art, and he's been doing it for years. He's also a very, very educated man, has multiple college degrees in multiple areas. He runs several organizations and businesses. He's been in the travel business for 30-plus years. He has just been an outstanding leader in the state of Georgia, the city and area of Atlanta, but the world. And so it's our privilege, number one, and he accepted the nomination to become the board member specifically in the area of the arts, but there's spillover. And so we, you know, when you have someone who has as many talents as he does, you say, well, you can do that. Country Boy, would you be willing to work? Because you have experience, expertise in the area of nutrition and health, and why not? So what did he say? Okay. He said, I'm here. Raised his hand. Thing is, if he wasn't on the call that day, because I was there and I do know him, I've known him for many years, had the privilege of meeting him in Atlanta many years ago, a mutual friend introduced us, and I knew him, so if he didn't show up, I was going to get him elected anyway, because we need him. So I want to say welcome, Brad, Country Boy. How are you?
Oh, I'm better than good and better than most. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful.
Fine. Good to hear your voice there, Country Boy. Welcome aboard.
Lynn, every time you start to talk, my little baby starts to jump. It seems like my adrenaline starts to flow a lot faster. As you were speaking there, and I was listening to you talk about how you was trained as a child, so that you know what to do when you got to be an older man, and when your mama told you to be kind, I was thinking, wow, his mom and my mom must have had the same father in heaven here. Well, she was teaching me the same thing. She threw in some cliff notes, and she said, not only do I want you to be kind, baby, do you have on clean underwear? She wanted to make sure if anything happened to me that I didn't get rushed to the hospital with dirty underwear, because she wanted me to represent that we have a clean lifestyle going on over here. And then as you spoke about Intiva, I was thinking, wow, news you can use. People always know Country Boy loves conversation. Yeah, I really do. If you can give me some N-E-W-S that I can U-S-E, and as you guys were starting to talk about Intivia and health consciousness and all these kind of things, I was thinking, well, shoot, I need to invite my old personal assistant on and let her hear this information. The only thing I think I've ever taken in my life was what they call it, them little pink pills as a baby aspirin. I used to eat them. There wasn't nothing even wrong with me. But by the time I got older, the only thing you could sneak into me is a Benadryl if I got a bee sting or a fire ant bite. But as I shared the information about Intivia Health with my personal assistant slash old roommate, Diana Bickle, she was paying $186 a month, Ronnie Lynn, for the meds, and I don't remember the name of them because I can't pronounce those kind of things. But she went from paying $186, and Lynn told you guys early, go to the goldenrulesociety.org and look in there in the navigation button. And when she clicked in there, she found that there was an alternative medicine that had less side effects. Thank you, Ron Clayton. And she went from paying $186 a month to $42 a month. And just like you said, Lynn, you can't grab nobody and throw them up a wall against the wall and twist them. But I said, Di, I think it would be a great, great, great attribute for you to be able to give some of that money that you're saving back to Golden Rule Society. And then they will have some funds that they can help save somebody else. It's kind of like a pay-it-kind-of-forward, Ron. You remember years ago, if you guys out there listening and you've never taken advantage of watching the show, it's called, Ron, it was, Ron, correct me if I'm wrong, was it Pay It Forward, Ron, where the kids started International?
Yeah, well,
go ahead, Ron.
The movie Pay It Forward, and it's all about the very concept of paying it forward. You know, another set of words that cover what pay it forward is the Golden Rule Society. You use do unto others as you want done to you, and you say before they do it. I'm getting like you, country boy. I can quote you.
Yes, sir. But see, it comes back down to all of us have kind of inherited a little of Joel Griffin's spirit. His vision, when he decided to lay it down, we decided to go ahead and pick it up and keep running with it. And as Joel was looking and traveling the world, as Lynn told you, he served under three different presidents, he decided that he was going to find the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and bring them all together and let everybody love their very best. I call us super friends. We're super friendly. We're super kind, but we all work together to help bless humankind. We don't discriminate. We're talking about every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl coming together. Here comes Burl Walk to help make for a better world. And please understand, you guys, we have no hidden agendas or hidden motives on what we intend to do. We have every intention on blessing you, and you, and of course, family. We love family. So what right now, we consider ourselves one nation under love. Just as they say, misery loves company. Love loves company, too. We love you guys. Lynn Cain, I love you, man. Ron Clayton, I love you. That's Mr. if you're nasty. Yeah. Mr. Ron Clayton, I love you, sir. Tell your wife, Linda, we've been prayer shouting over here. And as Ron said earlier, it's no hidden agenda now. I want to give you guys one more little quick thought before I push my pause button. I like it when Lynn says I'm going to come down off my high horse now. Man, when you've been flew enough air miles to go to the moon and back five times, you're so high you should never want to come down. So, Lynn, well, as long as you keep doing what you're doing, whether you're riding with John Wayne on his horse or flying that Mach 3 in a jet, stay right where you are. God has you in a position. It's like, oh, boy, he told him to go up to the mountaintop. Lynn flew over the mountain. He told him to go over the sea. He sailed over the sea. And now he's back doing what he's been doing all his life. He's setting up the world for a kindness campaign. What does it mean? You guys should have been learning it in the elementary school, but we're just going to hear to push the refresh button. Treat other people the way that you would like to be treated, with kindness, dignity, respect, love, and the grandfather for faith, hope. I hope you have a blessed and winning decade, because one good day is not going to be. I hope you and your family are healthy. I hope, I hope, I hope. Ron says in closing, do unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give some love, hope, respect, and kindness away, yeah, it comes right back to you. Back over you, Ron Clayton.
Well, what a way to end the show. This is, I call it, glorious time. I want to thank the folks over at Intiva Health that have shared information with us today that we could share it on the show. We look forward to anybody who may hear the show on our archives. It's every week, every day is archived. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can play the show. Also, you can have, we have this copy. Len King gets a copy of the show. That can be, he, if you want to contact Len and say hi to him anyways, you can get a copy of the show sent right to you, and you can share it with others. You can broadcast and share it so that they can get, and every day we have different topics, from travel to prosperity Wednesday to attainable homes Wednesday. We have life coaching on Monday with Kurt Orlinghouse. Thursday, we have a special gentleman. His name is Mighty Oak. We call him Robert Oakley. He was the CEO, senior advisor, executive vice president of AT&T. Remember that little company that broke up because it was the world's largest? He today helps immigrants get a green card, get education, get housing, and jobs. And so Thursday, he spends the day doing that, and then we wrap it up. What a way to wrap up a week, having Len Cain and all the topics that in his world he sees them involved with, making it a world, better world. I'll tell you what, we get to share in some great joy today. This is serving up hope for the weekend, guys. Go make it a good one. Touch somebody's life, and we want you to know how much we appreciate each one of you. Thank you again for coming on board, and we'll talk to you. Be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. God bless. Take good care, ladies and gentlemen. So long for now.
Have a blessed day, everybody.